This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The Oscar nominations for Best Foreign Language Film usually go to movies that most Americans won't see. The market for such films in this country is less than 1% of the movie-going audience. David Darcy reports on this year's nominees.
Even people who make their living shopping for foreign films to release in the United States were surprised by this year's five nominees for the Best Foreign Language Film Oscar. Bob Burney is president of New Market Films.
There's always the one-fifth one that everyone goes, what's that? You know, we never heard of either the film or the country.
By his logic, there are four of those fifth films this year, in a range from Japan, the Czech Republic, the Netherlands, Sweden, and Canada, most of which passed under the American radar. On a closer look, the films were not so invisible. Only one, Evil, a Swedish coming-of-age film, does not already have a U.S. distributor. But these are small films, the kind of films that weren't expected to win Oscars. This Oscar category has its special rules. 56 countries each nominate a film, from which the Academy selects five. Politics can play a role, so can professional rivalries and official taste. So a film like Pedro Almodovar's Talk to Her, considered by many to be the world's best film of 2001, can be passed over in favor of a film critics considered inferior. This year, the Japanese selection and an Oscar nominee is Twilight Samurai, a costume love story that was a huge hit in Japan. It was ignored by most international critics and by U.S. buyers, but not by Empire Films of New York, which is distributing it. Ed Ahrens of Empire says it connected with the conventional taste of Academy members who want stories, not art.
It's definitely more for the sort of traditional meat and potatoes kind of narrative story. I mean, you could call it a little old-fashioned. You know, I mean, it happens time and time again, not only in foreign language releases, but studio releases where you have the audiences and the critics significantly out of sync with each other.
The Academy taste, Ahrens says, leans toward crowd-pleasers, but not always. Germany's official selection, Goodbye Lenin, a comedy by Wolfgang Becker about a son trying to preserve East German culture for his frail mother after the Berlin Wall comes down, was a box office smash all over Europe. Sony Pictures Classics and lots of critics were counting on an Oscar nomination, but that didn't happen, Ed Ahrens says.
I think it just won Best Picture in the European Film Awards. That was considered a lock. It really was. Sony Classics was distributing. In fact, their opening date is testimony to their confidence. They have it set to open, I believe, 3 days before the awards.
Sony Classics also missed a foreign language nomination for its mostly silent contemplative drama from South Korea, Winter, Spring, Summer, Spring. But the company did get one nomination from the Czech Republic, the World War II drama, Želazí. People who can't pronounce the title, and that includes everybody in Hollywood, are calling it Celery. They're also calling it a long shot for the Oscar, but the film is set during the Nazi occupation, a familiar subject for Academy members. There used to be a rule of thumb in the Oscars that it never hurt for a film to be about either the Holocaust or World War II. A new rule of thumb is emerging. Films that critics loved were not in the final five. That includes the story of the Weeping Camel, submitted by Mongolia, which wasn't apparently obscure enough to get nominated. And there's another trend. The films that countries submit are often not the artistic successes that film festivals show, but the films that audiences in those countries actually see, and the films that provide work for film professionals there. Hamid Dabashi, who was born in Iran, teaches film at Columbia University.
What we globally celebrate as national cinema, Iranian cinema, Chinese cinema, Cuban cinema, does not necessarily mean that this is a cinema that people in those countries, Cuba, China, or Iran, watch and celebrate and like and etc.
Yet there is one nominee for the Foreign Language Oscar that critics saw and some liked, The Barbarian Invasions from Canada, in French by Denis Arcand. It's about a cancer patient's last days with his friends. It's the only nominee in the foreign language category that's already opened in the United States. In a puzzling range of nominees, Tom Bernard, co-president of Sony Pictures Classics, says this is the favorite, but that isn't saying much.
I think it's a real crapshoot. It was so many good movies trying to get into the final five, I think you could be surprised this year. It could be any one of them.
The rule of thumb is that any Oscar nomination will double a film's box office, and an Oscar can triple or quadruple it, but there's no guarantee there either. The Barbarian Invasions may need the Oscar as much as the other more obscure nominees do. In spite of its success this summer in French-speaking Canada, when The Barbarian Invasions opened this fall, it didn't conquer much of the U.S. market. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.